Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
In some respects, God's redemptive story begins with his promises to Abraham. You see, the Lord called this man, a worshiper of idols, out of his pagan unbeliefs, and God made him three promises. First, he would have a land, a place he had never been before. And second, God would make him into a great nation, which would come from the 12 tribes of Israel. And third, the Lord promised Abraham that he would be a blessing to all the peoples on earth through the birth of Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, when Jesus was born, he was not accepted by the nation Israel. And when John wrote his gospel, he gave us this perspective.
He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God.
Well, this, of course, sounds like a very exclusive message, and it is. In Christ, God's covenant with Abraham to be a blessing to all the peoples on earth is being fulfilled. However, this blessing is reserved for those who put their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. And this is why Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So, when we think of the Jewish nation today, let's remember that God chose these people to reveal the Savior to the world. And even today, what we read in Psalm 76 is prophetically true. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem. His dwelling place in Zion.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.